Blog Talk Radio.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Next by the fire.
Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama.
I would never make a promise that I can't keep.
I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time. But here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Yeah, I think it's a better way just to say that and rather than, you know, just let things happen so people will learn. But anyways, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Archer Jones. I know last week I talked about... I talked about what was going on with me. So, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm not here and there, but I'm still doing good. And, yes, this is another 30-minute edition of the show because we need sponsors. And hopefully we can get sponsors to sponsor this show. So I'm going to try my best to do that and work on that. Well, we're working on other plans for like next year for something else, which won't be revealed yet to a later date. But anyways, I put up on my status about people that work in like like fast food places, they demanded $15 an hour. I understand both sides that they want to make this much because it's not enough for them to live off of, which I can understand. And also with the other people saying, like, why are you going to get paid this much and you still going to screw up our orders or whatnot? Like I said, which I can understand because I can understand one side because I used to work at McDonald's like earlier this decade. And of course I, you know, get food from McDonald's as well. So either way, I know how both sides is. So I can't complain or I can't argue or complain or agree or something like that, but no, let me change that. My personal opinion about it is I agree that the fast food chains should get paid more, but I don't think they should get paid like $15 an hour. And I was talking to Hazel about this too. It was like, I just wanted her opinion about if they should get paid, you know, $15 an hour. I know like all these big old corporations making a lot of money, but they want to pay people less just to save their own money and buy an expensive thing for themselves and things like that, which is, you know, that's how companies are. If I ever own a company, I wouldn't want to cheat people out of, you know, not getting paid very good, or at least like enough for they can, you know, live on, at least for them enough to like make a living and stuff. But if they decide they want to do a, if they decide they want to just, you know, just get a second job for like extra money, then more power to them. Because like, if I had my own business, I wouldn't charge people, you know, pay them minimum wage, which I think is like ridiculous right now. And we've been stuck on this type of minimum wage since like the last decade. And it seems like it's not going to go nowhere until I think they said 2020, I believe. I might have to look that up. So just bear with me here while I look that up. But before we talk about that, let's see. When is the... minimum wage? No, that's not what I want. Let's see, let's change it this way. Going up. No. In Wisconsin. There we go. Let's see. Let's see, the enforcement rate, Wisconsin workers will take home more if the minimum wage is raised to 10 cents per hour by. That's not helping. Let's see if this will make more of a Democrat legislators introduced a bill Friday to increase state minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. This bill, the minimum wage, will gradually increase 15 for $15 a year over a five-year period. At the five-year period ends, the bill will require the Department of Workforce Development to adjust minimum wage income annually and match the trends of the current economy. Do they say, when's all that going to start? Like, they passed the bill, but it's the occasion of when. Let me see if they... Okay, let's read that one. Let's see. So we are the photograph to increase the living wage by 2022. That's horrible. That is real horrible. Let me change that. Let's ask the question, because all they talk about is like Madison. Let's do it that way. Fine. I look at Urban Milwaukee. All as do 20 cities and counties, but not Wisconsin. This is... No, I'm looking up when Wisconsin's going to receive a minimum wage. All they're talking about is like what's going to go on in Madison and Dane County. Let's see. Low-paid workers across the country get a raise this month as 18 states and 20 cities and counties increase their minimum wage. Minimum wage to $12 to $15 an hour. Once increased our 40 days, then 15-minute workers will see long overdue raises. In contrast, Wisconsin minimum wage remained at $7.25, the same as the federal minimum wage. Oh, it was last raised in 2009 and has lost about 15 cents of its purchasing power since then. State lawmakers and various local governments in Wisconsin have set their own minimum wage that are higher than the state's minimum. With Wisconsin minimum wage still stuck at $7.25, a full-time, full-year worker in Wisconsin can earn as little as $14,500 per year. For a single parent working in Wisconsin, minimum wage puts them below the poverty line. The large number in various states will increase, and the minimum wage shows that this issue cuts across partisan lines. Several throughout the red states that have legislators and government seek control by Republicans up their minimum wage at the beginning of this year, which includes Ohio, where minimum wage increased to $8.30 an hour. South Dakota has increased to $8.85 an hour. Arizona increased to $10.50 an hour. But as part of a process increasing the minimum of $12 an hour in 2020. In some states, minimum wage automatically goes up at the beginning of the year because lawmakers had set up a process to ensure the wage floor keeps the pace with inflation. In other states, increase that took place this month are part of a multi-year increase that graduated phase over 7 years. This Wisconsin lawmakers look around at the state that border Wisconsin. They'll see a plenty of action happening in nearby states. In Minnesota, minimum wage increased to $9.65. Employers with at least $500,000 in revenue with lower minimum of $7.87 for smaller business. Michigan, the minimum was increased to $9.25 an hour, $2 above the Wisconsin wage floor. In early 2017, the Illinois legislature approved increased the minimum wage to $15 by 2022 from its current level of $8.25, although measurements developed by the governor. Associates say they will continue pushing higher wages along the state border of Wisconsin. Only Iowa still has the minimum Well, besides Wisconsin, Iowa has the minimum wage of 7.5 an hour. That's sad. Let's see. In the quarter state's workforce of 654,000 workers will get a raise if we raise the minimum wage to 12 by 2020. One-third of the workers will get raises older than 25, according to the Economy Policy Institute. Raise the wage will also improve economic well-being. This is sad. That's right. That's why Scott Walker got to go. He's not going to increase the minimum wages, which it should be, and people are thinking that, oh, Republicans are doing their job, and no, they're not. They might do some things just to stop talking about the next thing. But just suck to, you know, like people stuck on $7.25 an hour, which it should be an increase. And it's like, why is nobody fighting for this? They're fighting for $15 an hour, but they ain't fighting for, like, change the minimum wage. See, let me go back to Yahoo. Let's see, well, ooh, that's not it. No, that's not one of action. Let's see. Like I said, sorry about me being fired, but I'm just thought about just looking this up after just, you know, just having people complain about they want to get paid like $15 an hour. Okay, yes. Last change in 2008 when it was raised from 75. Raised 75 from 650 to 725. Look, I'm sorry, this is sad. The overtime wages, people get paid like $10.80 an hour. It's just sad. It's like, I vow that we all should make a complaint about minimum wages need to increase. Because it's sad, like very sad. Especially you got like people that's like, they rather hustle in the streets than actually work because the pay rate sucks. Why do you think like places like here are getting like increasing crime than people working? This is one of those things that just need to be changed. And it's like, if we all don't say something about it, like what's going to happen? I don't know. If y'all listen to this, just please, just let's make a change and try to, you know, do something. Let's see, because I think I'm going to make a complaint about it and just write what I think. But we'll see. I know I got like about 4 minutes left. Still, nobody hasn't won this Marine Corps DVD, or I'm going to put something up tonight. Maybe I'll change the question and see if anybody gets it. I'm going to post it on my page, also on the Archer Jones Show page, the WFSO fan view page, and also we'll post it on Hazel's page if anybody gets the question right. So I'm not going to say what the question is until I post it up. Y'all will find out. So we will see. The WFSO website has been updated a little bit a few days ago. So y'all get a chance, check it out. Also, it's Harley's 115th anniversary. There's people down there from all over the world. I was going to say country, but world. Because, yeah, Harley Davidson is like expanded around the world. But hopefully they all have fun here, enjoy Milwaukee, enjoy some of the new stuff that we got added into this area. And hopefully they come back in 5 years. There'll be a lot of stuff that will be completed and things will be better. I believe the next 2 to 3 years, some things will get better. Like maybe our mall will get a little bit better, but maybe not counting on it a little bit, but we'll see. So a lot of fun activities and stuff going on this weekend. The Brewers are on the road. They did win today through 11 innings, 2-1. And let's see, wrestling-wise, WWE is, you know, got a little crazy tonight. You got Braun Strowman is going to face Roman Reigns for the title at Hell in a Cell. Jeff Hardy facing Randy Orton in the Hell in a Cell match. I think there's like one more matches that they main, but they didn't say everything yet, so who knows what's going on. We'll be back next week, but I think that will probably be the season finale of my show until we move into a different radio station or have enough to move to a radio station, but we'll see, because I think we got to look for a little bit better and a little bit cheaper. So I know there's people been telling me that I should have done this when I had the chance, but it just, with the features on Blog Talk better, that's just the only problem. Like the feature of having people call in or whatnot is good, but you won't have that opportunity with some other own website. So I'm just trying to decide really hard on what to do. With interview, I think we're going to take like a week off and return as soon as we get the new radio network station in a better position. So Hazel's going to do her show next week. It's probably the season finale for her, and for this show will be a season finale on Blog Talk Radio. So please, you guys, check that out. We gotta go, but until then, thank you all for listening. Y'all have a good night, and we will see you guys. Good night, everybody.